Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, September 10th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
Presumably there were very few people in the Salomon building when it collapsed. I mean, there were, I suppose, fears of possible further collapses around the area.
As a man, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Point is, if any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
Well, it was that charge by George W. Bush that signaled to the establishment media that no one was to question the official story of 9/11. And that probably would have worked if it weren't for the internet. And that's where we come in. And in fact, Alex Jones actually predicted 9/11 just a few months ahead of time. And we have never stopped questioning the official story of 9/11. Right, guys? I mean, that's what we're here to do tonight.
Yeah. And, you know, here we are so many years later and still, I can't believe we're still talking about it. I can't believe we haven't cracked the case, even though so many people have in the past. And so many people are now dead from the first responders on, other eyewitnesses. Mm-hmm. It just keeps going and going. The hijackers that are supposedly on the plane that end up alive,
right,
in other places. I mean, there's so many smoking guns to 9/11.
Or their passports just magically end up just barely charred, you know, land on the ground after you know, airplane going
found
into the tower.
Found by a police officer.
Found by a police
officer. Well, there are many, many, many conspiracy theories out there. And some of them are outrageous, but some of them are so in your face that you cannot deny that there is something up here. Now, I want to talk about some of the things that, for me specifically, I recall watching it. And I guess it's because I didn't own a television at the time, so I really wasn't all caught up in the programming. But I remember looking and saying, where is the plane? There is no plane. So I want to talk about some of the 9/11 anomalies, things that have never happened before or since.
And you're talking about the Pentagon, or are you talking about...
I'm talking about both.
Everything.
So right. Pentagon, we can talk about the Pentagon first of all. I mean, you can look at the pictures there. There's video. Actually, here's a clip that only aired once on CNN on the day of 9/11. It never aired again.
An eyewitness who said it appeared that Boeing 757, the American jet, American Airlines jet, landed short of the Pentagon. Can you give us any better idea of how much of the plane actually impacted the building?
You know, it might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual site of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon
away in garbage
and then caused
bags.
The side to collapse. Now,
well, that's actually the cleanup team right there.
The thing that gets me about that is there were so many surveillance cameras.
And the one they show you,
the
one they show you was ridiculous. 86 of them?
86 cameras, and not one captured the plane. There was only one video that finally came out later, and
years
you just
later.
See this big fireball, and the official story is that that's the one camera that caught it, and it just so happened it was a one frame and then the next frame, and the plane it just happened to be in between those two frames.
And you had people, I think Bill O'Reilly, imagine I remember playing. Watching him show it. He's like, look, there it is. There's that should settle the conspiracy once and for all. I think it was Bill O'Reilly.
They finally released the Pentagon.
Yeah, and that doesn't look anything like a plane.
Mm-mm.
It looks like a missile.
And it wasn't just Bill O'Reilly. It was everyone.
It was everyone. Yeah. And it's
they're
still
all told what to say.
Chris Matthews, they all said it. They all said, this should put the conspiracy theorists to rest.
So we're talking the engines on a plane, okay? These are made out of titanium steel alloy. It won't melt at 3,000 degrees centigrade. But they were nowhere to be found. There's also pictures of the hole in the side of the Pentagon. There's no way a plane or its wings would have fit through. The wings would have had to kind of go back like this and dart through a hole. So, I mean, come on. There was no plane.
It was a transformer.
If I was a family member of someone on that plane, I would demand to know, I would want to know what happened that day. Now let's look at the pictures from Shanksville, because even on that day, there's a plane and it just crashed into the ground and under the ground. There was no debris left.
There's
on
a burn
the news,
scar. That was
there was
it.
A burn scar and a crater. And you hear the news anchor saying, well, it's just, they found nothing than the size of a phone book. So they found no bodies. They weren't able to recover any of the people. We never heard anything about that. And then instead, they erected a huge monument over the site so that no one could ever dig it up or look under there. It was an invisible plane. Now, let's just recall earlier this year, we had the Airbus German Wings flight where the pilot flew the plane into the side of the mountain, into the side of the mountain. And you can see those pictures there. There is tons of debris. There are bodies strewn about. Yes, you can see it does look like it's pretty pulverized, getting smashed into the side of the mountain, but there are huge plane parts there.
It doesn't disintegrate.
It does not vaporize into dust. And so that right there, come on.
It's like a bad episode of My Cousin Vinny. The laws of physics refuse to operate on 9/11. I mean, so many things.
Same with the three towers collapse.
Yeah, the three towers collapse with two planes, and then nothing hits the Pentagon, yet it explodes. And, then, in fact, they did find there's a picture that you get. Is a little bitty engine. Looks like about this big that they found.
Yeah, it doesn't. It didn't even belong to it.
It's not an engine from a giant plane that.
And that, so that's the thing. It's like repeat a lie often enough and people will believe it. And so obviously the same thing with the buildings coming down. Officially, it was, you know, office fires that brought down World Trade Center 7. And then we've had plenty of fires before and after that of buildings where they never brought the building down. If they did, they might have toppled to the side. Never in a pancake fall where everything is pulverized into dust,
right,
except
in its
the
own footprint.
Into their own footprint.
So that's that for me. I'm like, come on.
And going into that, let's play a clip that I found of Willie Rodriguez. He was being interviewed by Fox, and they wanted him to recount his story. And he says it right there. There was an explosion, and then the plane hit.
Right.
And then he goes and he wants to tell people about how there's a cover up. Fox anchor is not interested in listening about that. Oh, it's an amazing story.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for telling. But not interested in like what you heard an explosion before the plane hit. That's got to be, and he talks about how his testimony was wiped from the 9/11 commission reports. So let's go to that clip now.
I worked in the building for 20 years. I was the person in charge of all the stairwells of the North Tower. And on 9/11, I had the only master key that opened the doors that rescued people. This is the master key. They call it the key of hope. And basically, I was a janitor. Like I said, on that day, there was an explosion on the basement. And this is prior to the building got hit by the plane. And then the plane hit, and then there was a series of explosions afterwards. And a person comes running into the office saying, explosion, explosion, explosion. His skin was pulled all
from his armpits all the way to the top of the fingertips, and pieces missing off his face. And then it was total chaos. I started putting people outside the building and went back inside three times, basically rescuing people from the basement. And then at the third time, I just went with the master key and I started opening the doors for the fire department so they could actually help people to escape from the stairwells. What a surprise. I was one of the person that testified for the 9/11 commission, and my testimony doesn't appear on the final report.
Willie, I could talk to you until 11 o'clock tonight when we go off the air, but we unfortunately have to wrap it up. So will you be going into politics, or are you just here? I think people are maybe wondering. You're just here because you'd like to share your story.
Basically, what I'm doing is telling the people what really happened on 9/11, because there's a lot of disinformation about what happened.
Right.
And number two, because we wanted to call people to do an outreach for the victims that are still suffering. The first responders, as you know, are still dying. We're talking about 60,000 people dying. I work in the building for 20 years.
A true hero.
That's a real
American. A true hero.
Right there. And he's the last guy out.
Are you going into politics? Oh, yeah. He dove under a fire truck to save himself.
He was a 9/11 hero,
until
he questioned
people,
the official story. Mm-hmm. He saved hundreds of lives.
Yeah.
12,
by opening
12
the stairwells.
Personally.
Yeah. And then letting the firemen in.
And then he became homeless, couldn't get a job after, you know, he was thrown under the bus.
Because he was saying what he saw. Explosion, then the planes hit. How do you have that? How does that happen? Like I said, laws of physics don't exist on 9/11.
Mm. Barry Jennings.
Yeah. Barry Jennings. Key witness to WTC 7 explosions, dead at 53. This is a guy, Jason Burmes, ended up tracking him down, and this appeared in the movie, I believe it was 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. Yep. The testimony of Barry Jennings talking about how he was inside Building 7. He got the call when the towers hit. He started evacuating, but there were explosions below him where the sixth floor was gone. He finally was able to get out. He's walking over dead bodies, but he could say it better than I am, but he can't say it now because he's dead. And we'll get to that in 1 second. Here's that clip.
I received the call shortly after the first plane hit. I got there. I had to be inside on the 23rd floor when the second plane hit. Upon arriving into the OEM EOC, we noticed that everybody was gone. I saw coffee that was on the desk. Still, the smoke was still coming off the coffee. I saw half-eaten sandwiches. And only me, Mr. Hess, was up there. After I called several individuals, one individual told me that to leave and leave right away. Mr. Hess came running back in and said, "We're the only ones up here. We got to get out of here." He found the stairwell. When I made it to the sixth floor, there was an explosion. The explosion was beneath me. Hmm. Keep in mind now, it's pitch black in there. All the lights went out. Yeah. So when the explosion happened, it blew us back. I'm thinking I'm standing on the landing. I'm actually holding on to a pole above us.
Really?
And I had to climb back up because Hess is yelling, "What do we do now?" I said, "There's only one thing we can do and it's go back up." Both buildings were still standing. Keep in mind, I told you the fire department came and ran. They came twice. Why? Because building tower one fell, then tower two fell. And then when they came back with all concern now, like, to get me the hell out of there. I was trapped in there for several hours. I was trapped in there when both buildings came down. All this time, I'm hearing all type of explosions. All this time, I'm hearing explosions. When they finally got to us and they took us down to what they called the lobby, because I asked him, I said, when we got down there, I said, "Where are we?" He said, "This was the lobby." And I said, "You got to be kidding me." It was total ruins. Total ruins. Now, keep in mind, when I came in there, the lobby had nice escalators. It was a huge lobby. And for me to see what I saw, it was unbelievable. This big, giant police officer came to me. And he says, "You have to run." I said, "I can't run. My knees are swollen." He said, "You're going to have to get on your knees and crawl in." He said, "Because we have reports of more explosions." Mm. And that's when I started crawling. And I saw this guy fall behind me. And his comrades came to his aid. They dragged him to safety. I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. The explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank.
Mm.
I'm an old boiler guy.
There's always
a fuel tank. It would have been.
There's always strange excuse for that. Now, Rudy Dent, the 9/11 firefighter who exposed this World Trade Center 7 cover up, we're going to play a little bit of his report coming up after that. But he also said that there was blowback from explosions and that he was a veteran, so he was able to, you know, stay on his feet. Other guys were thrown back. So these were explosions that were happening. I mean, there's no doubt that this was well orchestrated and also well covered up. Now, I want to get David Knight's take. You know, he didn't have television at the time. He was kind of getting these secondary reports.
That's right, Leanne. For a long time, I didn't question the official conspiracy theory. And that's what it is. It's officially a conspiracy theory. But is it a true theory? And when we look at an investigation, we have to use deductive reasoning. Remember the quote from Sherlock Holmes? He said, when you eliminate the impossible, what remains, no matter how improbable, is the truth. Let me read to you what the NORAD general told the 9/11 commission staffers. He said, the real story is actually better than the one that we told. And of course, what he's talking about is what happened with the NORAD stand down. There were multiple drills that were going on. That's now a hallmark of these false flag events. We saw it happen again in London with the 7/7 bombing, running a exact same scenario in the exact same time and place. Concurrent with the event, they're running a scenario that looks exactly like that. And of course, Gore Vidal had a problem with that many years later. He says, I don't believe this for a minute. They went 100 minutes without putting jets up. That is not standard procedure. I went back and I looked at the Vanity Fair article, and this was something that an associate producer of the film United 93 was talking about. He said it took him 7 months to get any transcripts from NORAD. And he said there was a lot of confusion that was going on there. Now, of course, he looks at it and he goes, this is so confusing for people. This is so far beyond what you would expect out of a coincidence that many conspiracy theorists think that that's a smoking gun. I do think it was a smoking gun because it isn't a coincidence when you've got 4 or 5 military drills all operating at exactly the same time when nobody does their job. They look up and they see the CNN monitor and they say, are these planes that we've been following as part of this exercise? And they go, well, those are the planes you're following, but it's not an exercise. And of course we know that Operation Northwoods going back to the 1960s was part of that. But I didn't see that for a very long time, because I wasn't watching television. I was simply getting radio reports. What I was concerned about was how they were going to use this to enact something like the Patriot Act. I'd seen how they'd use civil asset forfeiture, SWAT teams, or the drug war. I was concerned this was going to be part of the focus for an authoritarian government. That's what I was focused on for a long time.
And you were right.
Right, and you were absolutely right. It rolled out so fast, there was no doubt that the patriotism was absorbed to take us into a war on false pretenses of weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
Now, when we come back, we're going to get Darren McGreen's take. I mean, this is the 28 pages. This is how we can kind of pull this thing around.
Well, this could change the world. We don't know what's in the documents. They're blacked out. But there is a growing movement amongst congressmen, senators, and the American people to get Obama to declassify the 28 pages that were taken out of the 9/11 Commission report. We're going to take a look at it when we get back.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mainstream media initially blew the whistle on the highly suspicious, aggressive surges of the trading of put options on American Airlines and United Airlines just before the 9/11 tragedy.
Also has begun a major investigation into whether someone or many people benefited financially from the evil done to the country last Tuesday.
However, that coverage of the investigation quickly came to a screeching halt. American lawyer Jim Rickards related in his book The Death of Money how, on September 26, 2003, John Mulherin and I were seated side by side in a fourth floor meeting room in the headquarters complex. Mulherin was one of the most legendary stock traders in Wall Street history. I was responsible for modeling terrorist trading for the CIA, part of a broad inquiry into stock trading on advanced knowledge of the 9/11 attacks. I looked in his eyes and asked if he believed there was insider trading in American Airlines stock immediately prior to 9/11. His answer was chilling. It was the most blatant case of insider trading I've ever seen. Be that as it may, Jim Rickards and other mainstream media financial pundits would distance themselves from the ugly notion that prior knowledge of 9/11 was known to government officials and Wall Street traders. The indisputable truth is, inside trading was in an uncanny feeding frenzy, gorging on foreknowledge as put options surged on the very companies that would be blindsided by the attack. Reinsurance companies Munich Re and Swiss Re nearly doubled the level of shares traded normally days before the attack. Financial Services, Merrill Lynch, and Morgan Stanley, with offices in the towers, saw huge surges in put options traded days before the attacks. Morgan Stanley, which saw an average of 27 put options on its stock bought per day before September 6th, saw 2,157 put options bought in the three trading days before the attack. Merrill Lynch, which saw an average of 252 put options on its stock bought per day before September 5th, saw 12,215 put options bought in the four trading days before the attack. Morgan Stanley's stock dropped 13%, and Merrill Lynch's stock dropped 11.5% when the market reopened. The SEC quickly put on a show for the public, deputizing hundreds of officials to investigate and essentially cover up the beneficiaries of the put option feast. In October of 2001, SFGate reported in a two-page statement issued to all securities-related entities nationwide, the SEC asked companies to designate senior personnel who appreciate the sensitive nature of the case and can be relied upon to exercise appropriate discretion as point people linking government investigators and the industry. By deputizing these officials, the SEC had essentially made it impossible for the investigators to disclose publicly what they had discovered. The blame for the spending spree on the prophets of doom were erroneously attributed to the agents of the terror attack. Agents scattered from the official story as it becomes increasingly obvious that the Saudis were pulling the strings in collusion with their Bush family allies right here in the good old U.S. of A. Weapons manufacturer Raytheon increased its stock sixfold on the day before the 9/11 tragedy as Tomahawk missiles would be selling like hotcakes in the very near future. And the go-to financial protection of five-year treasuries soared as the United States unexpectedly faced a horror dominated by unanswered questions 14 years later. Meanwhile, the rest of America's last free act of independence appears to be the ability to change the channel in order to view the latest in Overton window entertainment as the truth runs wild into the misty darkness of the American night. The investigation scared a lot of the investors as 2.5 million of put options on United Airlines went mysteriously unclaimed. Wall Street demons, and you know who you are. We will never forget. We will never surrender. You will pay the high price for making a deal with the devil. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Rand Paul has joined the fight to get the federal government to release the missing 28 pages of the official 9/11 commission report. And that was blocked and kept secret by the Bush administration. And that's because they know full well that the documents will prove once and for all that the Saudi Arabian government was directly involved in the attacks on September 11th. So very embarrassing, not to mention treasonous, by George Bush and Dick Cheney, who are both implicated here in a massive cover-up. And remember, it was George W. Bush himself, the hypocrite, who had this to say about anyone harboring terrorists.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Oh, is that right, Georgie? It's going to be like that, huh? You're either with us or you are with the terrorist. Well, you're the one, George W., who vacations with the Saudi royal family. And you're also the one who used to vacation with the bin Laden family. And you're also going to find yourself in prison if these documents ever see the light of day.
This is sort of shocking when you read it. As I read it, and we all had our own experience, I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything. And so I think the whole country needs to go through that.
That's right. These brave gentlemen have seen the 28 pages and they want the documents released. You heard Representative Thomas Massie say right there that it will challenge you to rethink everything. whatever is in those documents is going to change world history.
I want those documents declassified. I'm embarrassed to be associated with a work product that is secret.
But wait, there's more. Former Senator Bob Graham, who also co-chaired the joint Senate-House investigation into the September 11th attacks, he says, I am convinced that there was a direct line between at least some of the terrorists who carried out the September 11th attacks and the government of Saudi Arabia. He called it a smoking gun. And he went on to say the reason for this cover-up goes right up to the White House. Meanwhile, here's what they are saying in the New York Post. The Saudis deny any role in 9/11, but the CIA in one memo reportedly found incontrovertible evidence that Saudi government officials, not just wealthy Saudi hardliners, but high-level diplomats and intelligence officers employed by the kingdom helped the hijackers both financially and logistically. And if the Saudi government did indeed help finance and train the hijackers, well, that, my friends, that is an act of war. And I'm so glad to see the truth finally beginning to surface. Senator Rand Paul has just introduced legislation called the Transparency for the Families of 9/11 Act. And that would force the Obama administration to release the 28 pages.
Over a decade ago, a bipartisan congressional committee investigated the 9/11 attacks and wrote a report. 28 pages from that report have never been released to the public. We're here today to call for the release of those 28 pages. The survivors, civilian heroes, and families of the victims of September 11 terrorist attacks, some of whom are here today, deserve the full truth.
We cannot let page after page of blanked out documents be obscured behind a veil, leaving these families to wonder if there is additional information surrounding these horrible acts.
So there you have it. Rand Paul thinks that we all have the right and that the 9/11 victims' families have the right to see what's in those documents, no matter how embarrassing or how incriminating it might be to George W. Bush. So what do you say there, W? Why don't you let us see what's in those 28 pages? After all, you've got nothing to hide, right? I mean, either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
Reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
All non-essential personnel, move away from that collapse.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. the concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Super Male Vitality. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
I'm Leanne McAdoo with InfoWars.com, reporting here from Times Square. I am standing next to Rudy Dent. He's a 32-year veteran of the New York City Fire Department. He's worked as well with the New York City Police Department. And you retired right after 9/11. He was there on 9/11. He saw World Trade Center Tower 7 come down. Rudy, tell us about what happened that day.
Well, I was off that day, and I received a call at home, and I got to see both buildings come down on TV. I jumped on my motorcycle. I did about 120 miles an hour across the Tappan Zee. I reported to my firehouse, and then I got my gear. A bunch of us got together. We commandeered a mail truck, and we made our way down to the site. At that time, Building 7 was still up. I saw Building 7 come down. My fellow firefighters who were there, they did that involuntary jerk when a loud explosion goes off. You know, you can't help it. And they did. I'm a Vietnam veteran too, so I kind of didn't jump like they did. But, there was an explosion. The building did come down in complete classical, controlled demolition. It came down on its own footprint. There's no question about that. As a matter of fact, Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers has completely handled that from his area of expertise. Okay.
Now, we heard rumblings, things that the fire department was saying, that they were overhearing Larry Silverstein talking to his insurance company of whether or not he should have the building pulled. In your professional opinion, was the building pulled?
Well, let me say this. In the New York City Fire Department, As I said, I had 32 years there. I was a chauffeur, and I was also a trained fire marshal. A fire marshal is considered an expert witness in court. He's like a forensic detective. He has the power to administer the oath, take testimony, and issue a subpoena. That's a lot of power. And he's a highly trained investigative person in his area of expertise in arson. And we have no term that I know of that says pulling buildings. That's not our area of expertise. We've never done that. We don't do that. So for him to say that, I don't know where he pulled that out of, but it's just not part of our operations, okay?
Right. So the fire department doesn't have the training to pull a building, to demo a building like that.
We're not trained to do that. We've never done that in my 32 years. I know of no evolution whatsoever that does that.
And then talk to me a little bit, obviously, as a professional in the fire department for 30-plus years, they're saying that, blaming it on office fires, just a few office fires.
Well, if it wasn't so serious a situation, that would be completely laughable. That is ridiculous. First of all, our guys were up there. They were calling for additional hand lines to mop up the isolated pockets of fire. And let me just explain one thing. Never in the history of the world, never in the history of high-rise skyscrapers has ever a skyscraper ever come down because of fire. And I'm talking massive fire. And you know the reason why? Because fire does not burn by itself hot enough to compromise and melt steel. What we had in the World Trade Center, and I saw myself, was molten lava-like pockets of molten steel. All right, I spent the night on the pile searching for bodies, and I saw that with my own eyes. So who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a bunch of government bureaucrats or my fellow brothers, which I lost 343 guys that day? And I lost Tommy O'Hagan, Bruce Van Hines, and Kenny Kumpel. And I can never forget that. I think of that before I go to bed. I think about it the first thing in the morning when I wake up. And it's in honor of them and their family that I will continue to do everything I can to make the rest of the world wake up to the fact that this was a false flag operation.
Right. And now, as you're out there with professionals who understand what it is that they're seeing, what were you all saying to each other when you're looking at this molten lava?
Well, we were overcome with grief. First of all, we lost 343 guys. We weren't talking about that. If you look at the numerous videos, you'll see the guys bent over in incredible grief. One of the things that we have in the fire department is an incredible brotherhood. We do what we do, an aggressive interior attack, because we believe in each other. We know that our guys will pull us out if we get into trouble. And if we lose somebody, we're family. We're very close. We know each other's families. We know each other's children. And one of the things that I've been privy to is I'm proud of is that the New York City Fire Department is a calling. It brings out the best in guys. In men who put their lives on the line to save other people's lives. New York City Fire Department is probably the least integrated of all the services, right? When I first came into the firehouse, it was all heavy brogues and stuff. But those same guys, I've seen them bent over giving mouth to mouth to little black children that they've just pulled out of a building. And typically when you die or when you cease to breathe, you throw up. And they gave them mouth to mouth. You know, I've seen incredible acts of heroism. I love my fellow firefighters. We love each other. And I'm dedicated to exposing this false flag that took their lives.
What do your comrades say to you? What do people say to you? Because we've tried to talk to some people, and of course, you know, they have to worry about their pension and things like that.
They cannot comment. And I'm retired. But while I was on, I was approached by the news, and I deferred from commenting for two reasons. First of all, I was at 1993, the first bombing. And I saw that I stood shoulder to shoulder with the FBI while they forage for little paint chips. And with their forensic science, they can take that paint chip and tell you the make and model of a vehicle that it belonged to. All right? And that was a bombing. This was a bombing.
What did you think about them taking all of the debris away so quickly?
That was a crime in and of itself, because the classical thing that any investigator is taught is protect the crime scene. And NIST and the 9/11 Commission lied to the public. I mean, you cannot be that stupid. You cannot be that stupid. In law, as a former police officer, every crime or offense has a degree of mental culpability. Either you knowingly, intentionally, recklessly, or negligently committed the act. And the mere fact that there were obviously the definition of a conspiracy is when two or more people acting in concert knowingly commit an offense or a crime, all right? A misdemeanor or felony, an offense. That is the definition of a conspiracy. Was this a conspiracy? Absolutely. Yes, it was. And those people need to go to jail for treason.
Is there anything else that you want to say to anyone out there, anyone who might be wanting to come forward but they're scared?
I want to thank you because you're all we have. InfoWars, right? An independent press to try to get the word out to the public because the public is mesmerized by the mainstream media. And let me give you my opinion of the mainstream media. The mainstream media is their mission is to act as the most effective weapon of mass deception and public manipulation the world has ever seen. And if you don't think that's so, ask anyone any taboo question that the mainstream media frowns upon with its army of trusted celebrity prostitutes. All right?
And
you will see a sadly predictable knee-jerk reactionary response from the public because that's what they've been trained to believe and trust in.
Thank you so much.
Okay. My pleasure.
Well, Liam McAdoo reporting from Times Square, and there you have it. The people are ready for truth. It does not matter how many of these anniversaries go by. The truth will reveal itself in due time.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
All non-essential personnel, move away from that collapse.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If we're in a free country, why are we afraid to just talk about an event that was the most traumatic event in our history? I originally believed the official story. I aggressively defended it. When I first started cracking open that little window that there could be possibly more to this story, I went through every emotion, just like probably a lot of you here who didn't originally believe it or consider it are going through. And I didn't want to believe it. I came up with every excuse not to believe it.
Any building that succumbs to fire, that collapses, starts usually with large gradual deformations, and the building will begin to fall over, not straight down through the path of what was the greatest resistance. These buildings exploded. We have witnesses that hear sounds of explosions.
We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like lava.
Like lava.
From a volcano.
This is all direct evidence of explosive controlled demolition.
Well, that was a trailer for a new movie premiering September 11th, 2015, Firefighters, Architects, and Engineers Expose 9/11 Myths. Now, please welcome San Francisco Bay Area architect Richard Gage, AIA. He is a member of the American Institute of Architects, and he is the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So, Richard, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about World Trade Center 7, and obviously it's so important to the whole 9/11 story. Now, the official story, it was just normal office fires that took this building down. Obviously, there's no precedent before or after for something like this happening. Talk to me a little bit about maybe the behavior of the building and why it seems like that would be important to the 9/11 Commission to look into World Trade Center 7. Yet they didn't.
Exactly. The 2,000 architects and engineers that I represent are extremely disturbed because Building 7, the third skyscraper to collapse on 9/11, looks exactly like a controlled demolition, behaves like a controlled demolition, and yet NIST claims 8 years later in their official report that this building was brought down by normal office fires. Nobody's buying that. There's witnesses that hear explosions before the building comes down. In fact, the BBC even announced the collapse of this building 20 minutes before it ever happened. So this is absolutely extraordinary. We know we've been not told the truth by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technologies. And this is the red flag. This is the smoking gun of 9/11 that's caused so many architects and engineers to then turn their eye and look at the evidence for the explosive demolition of the Twin Towers, which we find abundantly.
Right. And just from an eyewitness watching it, it came down in the exact same fashion as the Twin Towers, which, I mean, even that was just really bizarre to see a building topple from, you know, pancake from the top down like that. And then World Trade Center 7 falls in the exact same way. So, you know, you've spoken about this a lot. There's plenty of stuff online if people really want to get into it. But you know, what's some new evidence, some new things that you're learning? Obviously, I know you're working with a lot of firefighters now as well, first responders. So what are some new things that you're, some breakthroughs you kind of working with?
Indeed, Eric Lawyer, the founder of Firefighters for 9/11 Truth, now numbering 200 firefighters calling for a new investigation. He cites in this new film, which we're premiering here in New York tomorrow night, he cites the destruction of evidence, the illegal destruction of evidence in a crime scene. He cites the spoliation of evidence, which are guidelines from the National Fire Protection Association that he goes through one by one, where you're supposed to look for and test for explosives and incendiaries when you have the hallmarks of them. And we do everywhere. There's hundreds of witnesses of explosions, but not one of them appear in official reports. So this is what caught Eric's attention, too, because they say if you have high temperatures like that fire can't even produce, like twice those temperatures, molten steel, molten iron, which is what we have abundantly of, documented by first responders, structural engineers, et cetera, in the piles under the World Trade Center towers. This is all requires them, NIST, to look for evidence of explosives. They say they didn't find any. Later, they acknowledge in writing that they never looked for it. So we'll be talking about what was found by an international team of scientists led by Niels Harrit, with small red-gray chips of very high-tech nanothermite in all the dust samples that they independently collected.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought that that was really bizarre, you know, many, many years ago when I heard that they were hauling everything away so quickly and shipping it off to China, and that that was supposed to be completely normal. And they were doing it because it was just such a sore sight and they wanted everyone to move on and to start the healing process. And yet here we have one of the most tragic things that's ever happened here in America, and they're hauling away anything to see what could have possibly happened that day. Now, I know that you are, you've erected a billboard there right outside the New York Times, basically demanding some answers. They were part of the establishment media that was complicit in obeying George W. to not tolerate any, you know, conspiracy theories, when really that's what you do as an investigative journalist. You look at the facts and you say, this isn't all adding up. So, you know, years later now, we can talk to the establishment media and, you know, what are you kind of charging them with?
Well, we're charging them with a complete censorship of the story of the crime of the century. It is not being played on mainstream media whatsoever. Thank God for InfoWars and other excellent outlets who are putting forth the evidence that David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent, New York Times, claims is not there. That's why this 30-foot tall billboard is put right in front of their office. And we're going to be out there with a press conference in front of his office, laying all this evidence out and demanding that the New York Times take accountability and cover this story. After all, 9/11 spawned two major wars in which over a million people have perished. Which is why, by the way, we're reading all of the names of those folks, not we, but an independently hosted candlelight vigil, which is very important to acknowledge everything that's happened since 9/11,
right,
here in New York, the people that have laid down their lives. We also are demanding an investigation of the investigators themselves, NIST, not just the media. We actually need an investigation of our actual elected representatives, whom we have given the petition to and our DVD and our other reports when we had 1,000 architects and 2,000 architects and engineers calling for a new investigation. We just keep on going. Every year we get millions more people involved, like we were able to reach on C-SPAN, fortunately, 3 million people, and which in a video which has become Washington Journal's number one seen video on that program for C-SPAN. So we are making some headway, Leanne.
Absolutely. And the whole motto after 9/11 was never forget. And we will never forget. And we will not let them forget that there is plenty of footage out there, thanks to the internet, thanks to people who are tirelessly chipping away at this. We will never forget 9/11. And we're not going to allow them to shove the official story down our throats so that it just becomes some sort of a meme. Now, very quickly, I think we got about a minute left. Your new movie is going to be premiering September 11th of this year. Firefighters, Architects, and Engineers Expose 9/11 Myths.
It's pretty exciting. We're going to take the myths one by one. We go through a dozen of them, Eric Lawyer and myself together on the stage. We highlight, was there only two towers? No. We talk about the third tower that we just mentioned. Was there raging fires in that third building? No. Correct handling of the evidence? No. We go through it all in the Twin Towers. Has there ever been a fire that's brought down a skyscraper? No. It's just not happened. So we go through it all. It's a great method to show the American people and your listeners who can get this DVD, by the way, on our website, which is ae911truth.org, along with a lot of other evidence. It's being used by the 9/11 Truth Movement because the architects and engineers have the technical credibility that has been necessary to get the word out to people. They tend to get it right away when they hear it from building and technical professionals.
Well, thank you so much, Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We sincerely appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Leanne.
That's it for the show tonight. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We'll see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.